born.
It's actually 15 days after they're born.
Yeah, okay.
they're not insurable until 15
well,
days.
Well, there you have it. I mean, there's a heartbeat. There is life at the moment of conception, mm-hmm. yet you cannot, save the example Chris just provided, insure a child when it's in the womb, even though it's life.
I couldn't tell you if it's a law for all, but no one can be insured with a life policy until they're 15 days old.
Okay.
The Knights of Columbus have given out through their family benefits program mm-hmm. over $1 million to both stillborn children and those that were born and didn't make 15
right.
days.
Okay. So, that's incredible.
Through the year.
Well, what
since
I want to do is,
if
you're listening to this show this morning and you have children or grandchildren, Catholic gentlemen, that are, is it 18 or 21?
18.
18 years or older.
Must be male, a practical Catholic, mm-hmm. and 18 years of age or older.
Amen. And they join a local council by either calling, joining online at kfc.org/join us or call the council here in town. It's in the phone book, 422-2624. Call Chris.
I'll get him in there.
We're going to get Chris's information
yes, we
here
are.
Before long, too. There's just one other thing I want to talk about, and this was kind of one of my missions when I was on the police department. You know, you can't ask employees what faith you belong to. But there was always a way that through backdoor channels and things, I could find out who the new police and firemen were that were members of the Catholic Church. And I would talk to them individually, one-on-one, about joining the Knights of Columbus because of the insurance that the Knights yeah. of Columbus provides to police, active duty police, fire, and military, that if you are disabled, a disabling injury, or killed in the line of duty, that there is a fund that will send your children to
yes.
a Catholic college
yes.
at no cost to the family.
And that was a huge incentive.
I thought
for
about
me,
that a lot, Mark, that if something ever happened, I knew that my kids would...
Still in effect.
Yeah. And I don't know if there's anybody in the fire or police departments or in the active military branches that are explaining what a great benefit this is to them.
I don't know.
For your annual dues of, what, $48 a year?
Yeah.
That's the cheapest insurance you'll
oh,
ever
man.
Get against something terrible happening to you, and yet something that will assist your children in going to college.
It's
and
incredible.
That is provided by the Knights of Columbus for
yep.
free.
That was a huge incentive
yes.
For me to join.
Well, I still wanted to stay safe, but I knew that it was a huge incentive to get my kids to college.
Yeah.
But it's a great thing. It's a fantastic thing. So if you know someone, a Catholic gentleman, that maybe belongs to your parish, you might just tell them that the Knights of Columbus has this unbelievable benefit in case something would ever happen to you, police, active duty, police, fire, or military.
Yeah, absolutely.
First and foremost, we are a Catholic organization. And
right.
So we treat our members and their families as brothers, as fellows, people in the faith. And our money goes where we can be proud it is. We invest all our assets in things that the Conference of Catholic Bishops approves of. No pornography, no abortion, anything like that. So you can be very proud that you're involved with Knights of Columbus, both as a knight and as an insured member. So,
yep, and I am both.
There you go,
Chris,
brother.
If someone wants more information about any of these things we've talked about this morning, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Either by phone or text to the same number,
mm-hmm.
217-971-1812.
Okay.
In 1971, I learned about the War of 1812.
Well, there you go. Easy way to remember
pretty,
it, huh?
Pretty much true, too. Yeah.
So Chris can be reached at 217-971-1812, 217-971-1812. You can stop by the Knights of Columbus Council at 520 East North Street. Beautiful facility. Banquet hall, food is served. Thursday night wings are the best in town.
Yep.
Absolutely. The biggest and best wings you'll ever eat. And the mission of the Knights of Columbus continues with our Mount Zion chapter, our Decatur chapter, and even Lincoln, because like I said, if the wind's blowing right, Lincoln can hear us too. So we've got a great organization of Catholic gentlemen that does a lot of good. The Tootsie Roll Drive raises the money for Special Olympics. Our men feed those kids. They make the sandwiches and feed those kids and have for many, many years. What a great service to take care of the Special
yes,
Olympians.
Indeed.
Yeah. Chris, I'll give you the last couple minutes if you got anything you want to wrap up with. I know you and I need to get out and play some golf. Mark, you knew that Chris was a golf pro, didn't you, at one time?
You know, I think he did tell me that.
You wouldn't have seen me on TV, though.
No, I understand. I get that.
I did a couple spots of, little lessons, but yeah. Not, you wouldn't have seen me playing any number of holes.
Ah.
The cameramen were always afraid to be out in front of me. They just weren't sure what direction it was going to go.
Where that ball was going.
I made television when I played golf several times. I was arrested 3 times for vandalism, for punching holes in people's housing siding and breaking their windows.
All righty then. Confession is good for the soul.
It is.
Chris, thanks so much for joining us this morning. We'll have you back before long. Anytime you want to come in and talk about this. You know, we are a non-commercial Catholic radio, but that doesn't mean that we can't push the products that are presented to us by the Knights of Columbus in the form of insurance.
Of course.
And just the council, building the numbers in the councils and making us strong again.
Yep.
One last thing. I know what it was you were going to ask. You were going to ask, are fourth degrees going to change into the Blazers and the Ascots, or are they going to stick with their feathered hats?
I can't comment on
it's
that.
It's kind of a bone of contention with a lot of the fourth degrees.
Oh, I bet.
They don't want to wear ascots and blazers. They want to wear the tuxedos and the hats and the swords, and God bless them. You see them in
everybody
the
loves a sharp dressed man.
Everybody knows who those guys are when they see them, too.
That's right.
Right.
You know, it would be the fourth or fifth different fourth degree outfit. Those things change, whether it's the right feel for now or not. I don't know. They have delayed the start of it another year.
Yeah.
So the official start, I can push it. I don't know where that's going to end up.
Mark, do you remember the first fourth degree uniform? It was a suit of armor. It was really
really?
And they rode horses and had big
they couldn't find a horse that would tolerate me, so I didn't get to.
All right, you're listening to The Cradle and the Convert here on 88.9, 96.5 WDCR, Decatur Catholic Radio. We've been chatting with Chris Bivens through the KCs. His number, one more time, in case you didn't get it and you wouldn't like to call him about anything we've talked about this morning, is 217-971-1812. Chris, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, thank you, fellas. God bless you.
Thanks.
It's good to see you again,
Keep
Chris.
Keep up the good
thank
work.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to a place where healthcare goes beyond four walls, where friendships begin, where our family comes together to care for yours. At HSHS St. Mary's Hospital, you'll find outstanding physicians and some of the region's most advanced specialties. We're bringing it all together right here in Decatur, where something even better starts right now. HSHS St. Mary's Hospital and HSHS Medical Group, working together as part of Hospital Sisters Health System.
There will come a day when each of us will be asked to review the movie of our life and give an account to God. We will sorrowfully relive the bad times and joyfully revisit the good. Thankfully, no matter what you've done, there is hope, since Jesus came not to condemn the world, but to save it. So if you've been away from church for a while, we invite you to come home and find the peace that only comes from God. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org.
Yolanda Adams, the song is called The Good Shepherd.
Ah.
And there's a reason I picked that song to lead into this segment.
I know exactly why.
We're going to do our gospel preview for this Sunday.
We are.
And Jesus is going to teach us about the Good Shepherd.
Yes. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, I am the Good Shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man, who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own, sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I love that gospel, that just the image of the Good Shepherd.
Yes.
At St. Patrick's, up above the altar in the very high portico of the church, is a picture of a stained glass window of the Good Shepherd. Huh. And Jesus is carrying a sheep in his arms. And sometimes, especially during the elevation of the host and the cup during communion or before communion, I look up at that and I get chills. And I honestly sometimes do get chills thinking about Jesus laying his life down for the sheep, you know, and we are the sheep.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Well, this Sunday you will hear that gospel again presented at Mass, and then you will hear your local priest give a homily regarding the Good Shepherd. Mark, I've got a book, and we did a little thing on it once about a shepherd talks about the 23rd Psalm.
Yes.
What a great book.
Yeah.
You know, I really enjoyed it. I had no idea really what all that 23rd Psalm entailed. Thy rod and thy staff,
right.
they comfort me. I didn't really understand that
till
I realized that the staff was used to fight away the wild animals.
It wasn't a simple walking stick.
Right. And the rod, I think, is what they would fight away the animals. Mm-hmm. And the staff was a way that the shepherd could pick a sheep up when it fell down, what they called during their being cast down.
Yeah.
When they would fall down and their feet couldn't touch the ground and they couldn't get back up, the shepherd would use his staff to help the sheep get back up.
Yeah.
And there's so much in that little book. A Shepherd Looks at the 23rd Psalm, available on Amazon and a few other places. If you really want to give some thought to that 23rd Psalm and the Good Shepherd, this is really a great read.
Yep.
Okay. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with some community calendar stuff. And I don't know what else we got over there, Mark.
Oh, I don't know.
You'll find something.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. Stay with us, folks. It's Dave Slade, Mark Bartholomew here on The Cradle and the Convert on WDCR Decatur Catholic Radio.
This is Dale Alquist with a Chesterton Minute on Relevant Radio. Have you ever heard someone say, "All religions believe basically the same thing. They only differ in their external forms, in the way they express it." G.K. Chesterton says the truth is precisely the other way around. The religions of the world do not differ greatly in rites and forms. They do differ greatly in what they teach. In most every religion, people pray, they sing, they read sacred texts, they honor their traditions, they have special feasts, they light candles and so on. But they don't teach the same things. They don't believe the same things. There's only one religion that believes that Christ is the Son of God, that he suffered and died for our sins, and that he rose from the dead. Only one religion believes in one holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Want more than a minute? Chesterton.org.
Well, Mark, we get up every morning and we look to you for tell us what's going on in the community calendar in the Catholic community over the next week or so.
That's scary.
I know.
Wow. You know, I got to say that, you know, taking care of business is a lot like Sweet Home Alabama. No matter who you are or where you are, when they kick in, you got to play the air guitar and, you know, headbang. It's just, it's wonderful.
It is. It is. And it's one of those songs. And then you get it in your head and it's an earbug and you got it all day long.
Yeah, you are so true.
Well, take me care of some business here.
Well, all right. I'm going to take care of first piece of business is one that's upcoming, Dave, on Saturday, as a matter of fact. April 21st at 6 p.m., the 2018 Our Lady of Lourdes Legacy Dinner and Auction is being held at 135 North Country Club. That is a country club of Decatur. Tickets are now available, $50 per person or $500 for a table of 10. Or you can purchase your tickets online, Dave, at olol2018.gesture.com.
You know, we had the ladies on last week on the show talking about that.
Yep.
It's at the country club. It's a kind of a, not quite black tie, but an opportunity for you to put on your fancy shoes and,
yeah,
and your suit and go out and have fun at the country club.
Yeah, at least get the country
club
brush
is,
out.
Is donating them 1 hour of open bar before
wow,
the auction.
Wow, that's awesome.
Well, they want to loosen the tongues before the bids begin.
Oh,
you know,
sure.
That only makes sense, right?
Yeah, a little strategy in that. Hey, listen,
for heaven's sake.
St. Patrick's, sorry, St. Patrick's and St. James Parish, the spring concert is on Tuesday, May 1st, 6:30 p.m. at the Civic Center. There is also HSHS, St. Mary's Widowed and Support Group, will meet for lunch on April 26th, that's a week from today, at 11:30 a.m. at the Olive Garden. And most of you know that's at US 51 Indicator on Mound Road. All widows and widowers are welcome, and you can contact Jim Vogel for information on that at 429-2089.
You know, Jim took over for Sister Sham.
Yeah.
And she was at our dinner last
week.
She
was.
And
it was great to see her.
Great to see Sister Sham and
Absolutely.
Aunt Kelly. She's doing fine over at the Mother House in Riverton, and God bless her and all the work that she's done.
Yeah, just a phenomenal
lady. And, you
know,
we had Sister Marguerite was on, too, Mark, while you were gone, and she let us all in on the fact that Sister Sham was huge in her formation, and she credits her vocation to Sister Sham's assistance as her spiritual director. And
I'm not surprised.
Yep.
I'm telling you. St. Teresa High School scholarships for incoming freshmen, that's the 2018-2019 school year, are able to apply for $1,500 scholarships provided by the fourth degree, KC of Decatur. We just had Chris on today. Uh-huh. Applications can be picked up at the elementary schools during April, and the deadline for the app, folks, is May 4, 2018. And let's see what else I have. Books Are Fun is now collective goods. Now, we're talking books, stationery, patio decor, outdoor gear, toys, etc. April 30th to May 1st from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Assisi Room. Proceeds benefit St. Mary's Hospital Auxiliary. Cash checks, debit, and credit cards are accepted. The kitchenware, home goods, electronics, folks. If you're looking for any of these items, great place to get it at reasonable cost. And let's see what else I got here, Dave.
Well, I've got one here from Macon County State's Attorney Jay Scott about another telephone scam that's going on.
I saw that yesterday.
Where people claim to have warrants for folks if you don't send them money. You know, Mark, we're police officers in the day, and people should know we're never going to ask for your money. You know, you're going to either pay your fines through the courts the way you're intended to, but nobody is ever going to call you from the local police department, the state police, the IRS, none of them.
Telling you there's a warrant out for you.
Yeah, we would never do that.
Why would you do that?
You know, the one that really is frightening, Mark, and I know two people that have almost fallen for it. Mm-hmm. And this is the one where an excited voice comes on the phone and says, Grandpa?
Yeah.
And as soon as they say Grandpa, the caller makes, or the answerer of the caller makes a mistake of saying, Billy, is that you? Yeah, Grandpa. Now they've got Billy's name.
Yeah.
And I'm in trouble. I'm in, in Ohio, and I got stopped for DUI, and I need money. And God love grandparents because they hit the panic button when they hear that.
Absolutely.
If you get a call like that, and you're not sure, I'm sure it's phony, folks. It's phony. But you can call your local police department. They can teletype wherever in Ohio the kid says he is, and just ask a few more questions. Have a question that only your family would know the answer to.
Right.
And then ask little Billy, what was Grandma June's maiden name, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, these people are just evil to try to
they
get
are.
Your money. And
they
and
are.
I'm glad that Jay Scott and the sheriff stay on top of these and
Me
give
too.
Us press releases on this
Me
kind
too.
Of stuff. All right. Well, you got any more community calendar stuff?
I don't.
Didn't mean to cut you off.
No, no, no. I was done.
I know.
You know me. I'll talk over you. I don't care.
I think on April 27th, the New Life Pregnancy Center is having their annual dinner and auction at GT Church.
All right.
And Mark, I don't know if you know this or not, but behind GT Church, which is at on 27th
right.
Street off of Route 36,
right.
there is a memorial in the back in a green area. And people that have worked with the New Life Pregnancy Center and have overcome the grief, maybe not overcome, but have learned to deal somewhat with the grief of a past abortion,
uh-huh.
there's a memorial back in that
I'll
parking lot.
No, and, I did not know that.
And there are names engraved on this monument of babies that weren't born, where parents and families can go and spend some time and
how nice
and pray about past abortions and about that little soul that will be waiting for you.
Oh, absolutely.
GT Church works really tight with New Life Pregnancy Center.
That's great.
And
that's
so
great.
If you get an opportunity, I'm pretty sure that thing sells out pretty quick.
Yeah,
That's, I bet. That's one of their big fundraisers, just like we had our big fundraiser last weekend. But GT Church, you can call New Life Pregnancy Center. I don't have the number on the top of my head, and I'm just kind of ad-libbing this one. But I know that Friday the 27th is their annual auction.
Okay.
It must
Good
be
to
auction
know.
Season.
Yeah.
With Lourdes having theirs. And
sure.
Now, we had a great turnout last Thursday night
we did.
At the Mount Zion Convention Center. Listeners, we want to thank you for attending. I think we had between 250 and 300
nice
people.
Crowd.
There.
Very nice,
nice
crowd.
Very nice crowd. Always a good meal
yep.
put on by our,
yep.
our friends at Angelo's down mm-hmm. in Taylorville. The pork chops. Those cheesy potatoes. You ever had anything like that before? Holy cow.
No, but I hope I do again.
I do, too. Well, we may have
more
just
of them, too.
Let's just jump in the car and go down to Angelo's.
Hey, there's an
idea.
Potatoes.
But Father Simon was our speaker. That was our seventh annual dinner. I have had the pleasure of being at all of them.
I know. You were a,
Father
a mere infant when you got on the board here.
I was. But that is our major fundraiser for the year. And we just want to thank you that came. And for those of you that support us, either financially or through prayer, we can't thank you enough.
Indeed.
The program was good. The meal was good.
It was.
We're starting already to plan for 2019 and who we're going to have for a guest.
It starts the minute the last one's over.
Yep, and we've got a lot of ideas about who we would like to get in here next year. We're not going to let the cat out of the bag yet.
No.
But we have several really powerful speakers that we would love to have come to town. If you, as a listener, have an idea of someone you would think we would bring in, whether it be a Scott Hahn or a Patrick Madrid or Pope Francis, you know, give us a call here at
yeah.
the studio.
And we can work miracles.
We can ring up the Pope yep. and see if
yeah,
he'd like to
I'm
come
saying.
To our dinner. And
yeah.
I bet we'd have a great crowd.
Yeah, probably so. Probably so. We need a bigger venue.
Yes, we would need a bigger venue.
Yeah,
the Mount Zion Convention Center is a beautiful venue.
Oh, it is.
If the Pope was coming, we might have to move to Central Park or something.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. You need some more room.
Well, you know, Mark, I had a good time this morning. It's great to have you back.
Thank you.
As a co-host. I want to go on the record here and thank Dan Walker for
yeah.
the times that he filled in for you. He was able to engineer the show and co-host the show. Dan's job has taken him out of
yep.
the area, and he will no longer be with me when you're away or with
right.
you when I'm away.
Right.
But he did a great job. He has a great radio voice. I know another FM station that he was doing football games is going
yes.
to miss him, too.
Yes,
so
indeed.
So we wish the best of luck to Dan Walker,
Absolutely.
Our friend. And our prayers go with him that his new endeavor will work out great.
Indeed.
I also want to thank Chris Bivens for being with us this morning. Chris is our local Knights of Columbus insurance agent, and he's really involved in the council.
And a terrific gentleman.
Oh, he really
I
is.
I mean, he's one of those people that you wish you could emulate.
Yeah. And if you missed his phone number earlier in the show for anything to do with the Knights of Columbus, if you have a son or a grandson that you would like to see maybe join the local Knights of Columbus here in Mount Zion or Decatur, as well as Assumption or Lincoln, you can give Chris Bivens a call at 217-971-1812. You can also call the studio here anytime with any questions about what goes on with Decatur Catholic Radio, any guests that you would like for us to schedule for upcoming shows, and our phone number is pretty easy. Everything at St. Mary's is 464, and here in the studio it's 464-1099. What was a 1099, Mark?
When wanted we're person.
Wanted person, that's right, on the old 10 codes, Dragnet.
You know, for a longest time I thought it was 1089.
That's a bomb threat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So I thought, how ironic. And then I realized I had the number wrong. So.
Well, you know, we had to learn a lot of codes back in those days. Yeah, everybody knew 10-4 and that kind of stuff. Yeah. But one of the ones we were probably most familiar with was the 1096.
Yes.
That was a subject suffering from mental problems.
Yeah. And Section 8 is what they called them in the military.
When you got one of those kind of calls, you had no idea what you were going on.
Exactly.
All right, we have just about a minute left, Mark. Have you picked out a prayer that you would like to share this evening or today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like one. I hope you've prayed it before.
Probably.
It's called the Our Father.
I do know that one.
All right.
And it's a very dangerous prayer, according to Father Simon.
I know.
Listen to the words.
That.
Let's do it.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hey, you're listening to The Cradle and the Convert on 88.9.
And thanks for doing so.
0.5 FM. Also streaming online anytime, anywhere at WDCRradio.com. Pull up the website, click the button, and you can listen to us anywhere. And Relevant Radio anywhere.
Yeah, well, and it works in Florida. I know that to be a fact.
I know it. I'm going to be in Ireland next month. I'm going to try it there.
Ooh, cool.
All right, for Mark and Dave, this is The Cradle and the Convert. God bless you all, and we'll see you next week.
The Cradle and the Convert is a production of Decatur Catholic Radio.